today's bulletin, brought to you by Your Sound, Your Community, Alive 90.5.
National Radio News. National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Madeline Riddell. Health experts are calling for calm while investigating the death of a woman who received the AstraZeneca vaccine prior to developing blood clots. The Australian Medical Association warns jumping to conclusions about the vaccine's unconfirmed side effects could harm public confidence in the jab rollout. AMA Vice President Chris Moy says blood clots occur frequently in Australia, and making the connection to the vaccine without evidence does more harm than good.
And the reason why we need to do this is we need to stay calm, because otherwise we're going to be misattributing the causation to the vaccine, which can have a material effect on vaccine hesitancy, which is already, heightened because of the level of anxiety.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison also weighed in on the investigation into the 48-year-old woman's death.
Because of the fact that people can have concerns, that we follow that important process to inform ourselves properly, to allow those medical experts to make their inquiries and to be able to inform government in an appropriate.
The federal government has announced Australian troops will be removed from Afghanistan by September, following the United States announcement yesterday. University experts are concerned for the safety of women and those who aided the coalition during the 20-year war, saying the Taliban may increase attacks. Australian National University lecturer Nematullah Bizan told the ABC the support for women brought in by the coalition is disappearing along with the troops.
Their lives are at a greater risk now and more in the future, and the duty of Western nations are to look after them.
Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk will not face an ethics committee grilling over her controversial private emails. Speaker Curtis Pitt knocked back the opposition's bid to refer the Premier to the committee over allegations she misled Parliament about the emails in 2017. Ms. Palaszczuk told the House on that day she had not used her private email account for official purposes. The study of individual animals, not groups or species, may help researchers better understand how animals solve problems. Shannon Kirkwood has more.
Concerns over human-induced environmental change has led James Cook University researchers to better understand how animals will cope with a variety of challenges, including access to food and avoiding predators. The team's research suggests because each animal develops in its own way with a variety of internal and external factors, there are differences in problem-solving ability. JCU PhD student Misha Rao says the findings mean it may be beneficial for scientists in the future to consider individual variation in development and problem solving as an important data rather than rejected as statistical white noise.
The CEO of pharmaceutical company Pfizer says a third booster shot of its coronavirus vaccine may be needed within 12 months. The Pfizer jab is now the preferred vaccine for Australians under the age of 50 and has been rolled out to frontline health workers and aged and disability care residents. Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla says it's likely the third booster shot will need to be administered up to a year after the second. In golf, Australia's Cameron Smith has fired a PGA Tour career low under 9, par to lead, after the first round of the RBC Heritage in South Carolina. The 27-year-old, who tied for 10th at last week's US Masters, recorded his lowest competitive round on the PGA Tour with 5 birdies on the front 9 and 4 more on the back 9.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
Welcome to radio and welcome to Line 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. Just the current time, it's at 12:05 p.m. on a Friday, 16th of April 2021. As for the weather, today it's going to be mostly sunny, 21 degrees. Saturday, mostly sunny, with some showers, 21 degrees. Sun is going to be a little bit warmer, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, highest temperature is going to be 27 on a Thursday, and on a Monday, 25 degrees. You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. We'll take a short break, and they're going to introduce the first guest, Richard, who is waiting for us on the phone, and then the Bond girl with us in studio. You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario.
when you're down and troubled, and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing is going right. Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, babe, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer or fall, now all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yes I will, see you again. Winter, spring, summer, to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend, when people can be so cold, they'll hurt you and desert you, well they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Oh babe, don't you know about me? Winter, spring, summer, or fall, hey now all you've got to do is call, Lord I'll be there, yes I will, you've got a friend, you've got a friend, yeah, ain't it good to know you've got a friend. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Oh yeah, yeah.
Around the world.
Around the globe.
Streaming live 24/7.
Alive905.com.au.
And welcome back to the studio. My name is Mario Beckers, the radio host of the awesome business radio talk show, Business Insights with Mario. Today on my own in the studio, however, I have the Bond girl in studio with me. She's going to introduce a little bit later. But I would like to introduce our second and the first and foremost, most important guest we had so far, Richard. Richard, welcome to the studio and thank you for accepting a conversation with me and interview again.
No problem. I like the fact that you called this the most important person. Well, other than being a VIP on a Friday.
Look, the truth it is, you are really, really, you know, one of the very few guests I truly believe that this is something I never experienced before in my life, you know what I mean? So, Richard, just for our audience, do you mind to just share quickly the rundown, your bio? Who is the Richard?
Who is Richard Bowles? Well, look, I'm the founder and a guest lead educator of an organization called Adventure Alchemy. And what we do, we're basically an awarded learning and development consultancy.
Yes.
And we undertake extreme adventure experiments. And that helps us offer our clients, firstly, extraordinary experiences in the learning and development game. So really, we build and create leadership programs and work with a whole host of international organizations based on the extreme adventures that we undertake.
Well, that's very interesting. So, Richard, you know, we spoke 5 months ago. I was checking on my diary. So if you can share with our listeners, you know, what... Okay, let's go start first one. What records did you broke and why did you broke those records? Because there's a plenty of listeners who don't know still yet, you know, full biography and who is the Richard. So, you know, I know because we spoke, but can you just explain to us and a little bit more, you know, what records did you broke and why did you broke them and what did you done in the meantime in past 5 months?
Yeah, okay. Look, well, my adventures are quite varied, actually. But I've done extreme adventures from running 5,500 kilometres across the Great Dividing Range solo, with a whole bunch of interruptions and kind of experiences from crossing the Daintree River on foot, which is famous for its crocodiles, and also coming face to face with an angry farmer who put a shotgun in my mouth.
Remember that one? Yeah.
To blow my brains out.
Yeah.
Right up to more recently, I was in India just before this pandemic, and lived on the streets there, and worked as a rickshaw walla. So I slept with the rats and ate off the streets and tried to survive on $2 a day. I have circumnavigated an exploding volcano and been rained on by rock and ash. And the list kind of goes on, and it kind of gets a bit more crazy from there.
But tell us, why would you do this such a thing, Richard? You know, like, look, I was amazed the first time, but, you know, like, I will ask for the frame.
I think the question why is so profound. You know, the question really is, why does anybody do anything? And when you really start to study that question, you figure out that it's sometimes just because. That really is the answer. And the way I can sum that up for you is, if you think about a loved one, be it, you know, a partner, a sibling, a parent, a pet, can you really give me a statement to sum up why you love that person? And the answer to that is really no, you can't, because there's so many different reasons why, and the fact is you just do. So really, I think the question why is very, very profound, and really difficult to answer, or at least perhaps articulate.
That is so. You know, you sharing these experiences with the public, and you know, I know, as I say, I apologize to all listeners who are just joining us right now. I interviewed Richard a few months ago back, 5 months ago exactly, and I know that how much Richard, he's a very passionate man, and how much he tried to help people, because he endured things which we most of us trying not to. We are avoiding obstacles in life. But Richard, were you sharing your experiences on the TVs and the other radio stations and CNN and Sky News? What is the feeling to be the somebody who's been, you know, called on TV, on the radio like us today, you know, I mean, sharing your knowledge? What excites you about this thing? Is this is like just sharing your experiences, or giving the people the power of them, you empower them the way you did, they can do as well?
Yeah, that's a good question, because I think, you know, if I'm really honest, I think everything I do, first and foremost, starts with me. It's because I want to do it. It's because I enjoy sharing my experiences. I enjoy doing the experience. And I guess, look, it would be a huge waste of time to go and do some pretty extraordinary things and pretty extreme things and find out a deep insight into those things and not share that. So look, I'm being pretty honest there by saying it starts with me. Yes. And I think that's probably the key for any goal, for anybody, is that it really,
really has to start with you, right? Because I think, you know, you'll only ever, I guess, commit to the things that you value the most.
Yeah.
And the number one thing anyone values the most is themselves. And some people might argue that and say, well, my children come before me, or, you know, my clients or my cause comes before me. But really, you can't do the best thing by your cause, or you can't be the best parent unless you start with you, right? Yeah, you really have to manage yourself. So I think everything that we do, want to do, try to do, and the challenges that come with that all come back to us and starts with us as the number one person.
Jesus, this is very challenging. Even understand, how did you go through this? You know, like I personally say, like, you know, I mean, you're going through all these challenges, and in your bio says this: while Willis is unlikely that your business will face a threat of molten lava or ferocious animals, Richard expertise helps companies thrive in the face of the adversity. You face so many adversity, but how do you help the other companies to face the adversities, particularly now, like when we spoke last time, COVID was in a full swing. Now we have the restrictions down, but can you explain to me, how do you help businesses facing adversities?
Well, like I said at the start, I conduct adventure experiments more so than adventures.
You know,
it's kind of a social experiment, yeah, to some degree, even though it's extreme. And I do that to gain the insight. And as I said before, foremost for myself, but then I share that experience, as you mentioned before, with organizations. And it's really that intense study of an adventure, really figuring out, I guess, the whys, like you mentioned before, more importantly perhaps the hows. And how does an individual, or in some of these experiments I've done, a group of people move through change, challenge, crises, and that kind of thing, and face adversity. And really depends which adventure I move into can potentially give me slightly different answers. But then what I'll do is I'll choose the right adventure experiment to deliver back to a client, depending on what their challenges are. So really, I figure out what an organization's challenges are now moving forward, and then I'll go through my catalog of experiences, mm-hmm, and give them some tools and some strategies to help them move through their current setback.
You know, the interesting thing is, before we take the break, because for the all listeners who don't you know, just fully didn't understand who Richard it is, please come on Facebook page Business Insights. You can see the Richard very impressive bio, and reason I say impressive, it is because he done it all, and he was, you know, you don't hide, Richard, that you failed the school. Can you just give us this before the break? Why would you fail the school? What's happened afterwards? You know, it wasn't the parents or the friends told you don't do this, stay in school, but you say proudly you failed the school, and you're a very successful person today, right now. So can you just give us the quickly understanding, why did you drop the school back down?
Well, firstly, thank you for saying I'm a successful person.
Yes, you are, Richard. They're like,
chasing success in a sense. But look, I did fail at school, and I failed at school. I couldn't read and write. And I was put into what they called back then a special class, which was, you know, I struggled within that class because it really wasn't about learning difficulties that class, but more to do with people that had perhaps more physical challenges. So it didn't really help me at all.
Yes.
But you know, I persevered, and I obviously I can read and write today, not very well, but I'm better than I was, and I think that was probably a bit of a ground zero stepping stone for me to move forward. I realized with some perseverance and some difficulty and a challenge, you know, I can really excel and progress at anything I'd like to do.
Oh, that's very interesting. Richard, stay with us online. Ladies and gentlemen, please come on Facebook page Business Insights with Mario, and you can see the Richard bio and his company. We'll take a short break, Richard, and we'll be back after a few minutes. So stay with us. You're listening live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario.
in the market to purchase your new home? Sick of attending open homes? Tired of being beaten at auction? It's time to put the buying experts to work for you. Hi, I'm Michael Savartis from Real Property Buyers, and our job is to take the hassle out of purchasing property. Our independent team will do the house hunting for you and make sure you buy the right property at the right price. So no matter whether it's your first home or your forever home, visit realpropertybuyers.com.au and let us take the stress out of purchasing your new home.
Real Property Buyers are proud sponsors of Alive 90.5.
Are you an experienced disability care worker? Then why not consider the benefits of working for Global, the leading disability care agency in Sydney? Agency Work offers variety to work where and when you want. If you have previous disability care work experience, a first aid certificate and driver's license, then Global is the agency for you. Global offers great rates of pay and free training courses to its own disability care staff. Check out positions vacant on the website at globalcarestaff.com or call today on 1-800-009-292. That's globalcarestaff.com or call 1-800-009-292.
Station sponsor.
My name is Bernie, and I'm a prostate cancer specialist nurse. Right now, my patients are struggling. Some have low immunity. Many are all alone. And I'm worried about their physical and mental health during this COVID-19 pandemic. Will you please help me look after them?
Keep prostate cancer nurses like Bernie on the front line of care. Become a prostate cancer Blue Hero today. Go to blueheroes.com.au now to find out more. That's blueheroes.com.au.
And welcome back to the studio, listening to Lion 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and our guest in studio, actually online, Richard. He's going to share with us some of his stories. Richard is a very successful entrepreneur, and I'm inviting you to come on a Facebook page, Business Insights. There is a Richard bio and his company. I know it's something about alchemy or something like this. I'm not sure the name. I'll let Richard to say correctly instead of me misspelling something. But Richard doesn't hide how his life started. And that's what the most of people I'm interviewing in his studio and meeting on a daily basis. We all know how to talk about good things in life, but what we don't talk is how daily struggle and how we started. Maybe because we're shy, maybe because we're embarrassed. But Richard is not embarrassed. He says, I left school. And then I went to the volcano, you know, jumping volcano and chasing the bullets and experiencing all this different, not adventures, but dangerous situation. And with the reason, with the right, he can educate you, help you, and train you, mentor you, coach you how to become better. But Richard, I'll leave this to you to share with our listeners, Richard. So you left the school, and then, you know, we discussed that part. And, you know, in this situation where we are right now, past 16 months, my biggest fear is to miss on a Bora Bora or on a Maldives, you know, for holiday. But the thing is, many people are they're afraid. What do you think about fear, and what's the biggest blockage for us when we talk about fear? Why we are fearing of anything, and how to overcome these obstacles, just for our listeners, if you can share.
Yeah, well, fear is an interesting thing, isn't it? You know, it's such a broad topic by itself. I mean, you could literally sit on air here for the next, you know, 3 days and discuss fear.
Yes, Richard. Hello, Richard.
Yes.
Okay, sorry, it was something interrupting on the phone, so please continue. Yeah.
Yeah, so like I'm saying that, you know, fear is, you know, it's a profound thing, right? And it's something we all experience all of the time, predominantly. And I guess, you know, what we're searching for is courage. And it's not that we don't have courage. I think we have the knowledge to overcome fear, but we just don't apply that knowledge, I don't think. So, you know, we need to really fill in the gap between fear and courage, which is really taking some sort of action. And I think it's easy, but I think you need to, well, I should say it's easy. It's very simple.
It's easy for you because you try it all.
You need to really think about fearful situations in advance, I actually believe.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of the quote, feel the fear and do it anyway, because I feel that once you feel fear, it's kind of too late, right? It's such an all-encompassing, overwhelming feeling that it really makes you take a step back or even, at worst, give up at times. So we need to be able to take some sort of action when we feel
a fear. And look, there's numerous ways to do that, but only really do you know what action you need to take. You know, it's quite a personal experience how you move through fear. How do you gain some sort of courage? And that is to take some sort of action, but you need to think of that before it arises. Now, the question might be for most people is, how do you predict the future? How do you know when a fearful situation is going to arise? But the truth is you can predict the future, you know, and you need to ask yourself, if you could predict the future with the utmost clarity, how would that change the way you worked? How would that change the way you did things? And you can predict the future because you know how you respond to a fearful situation. Mm. And you have to admit that in the future, there's always going to be a fearful situation. The thing that fear doesn't change. So, you know, you figure out and decide what the goal might be, and then you determine the obstacles. In this case, it's going to be some sort of fear that's going to arise. And then you need to come up with a plan how to overcome that fear. So when it arises, you can step into it and through it rather than getting all caught up in it and overwhelmed in the fearful experience.
Can I ask you, on different notes, same with the fear related sort of, but no doubt that our working environment is changing, it's evolving. Actually, I would say revolving, it's like a revolution, it's going so rapidly and fast. What do you see as the biggest obstacle for the businesses to adjust themselves or adapt themselves in the current environment we are right now? As I say, in Australia, you know, we don't have COVID, but as I said, we have the we can't travel overseas, so maybe that refuse the idea to, you know, expand business overseas. But talking Australia or maybe internationally, what do you see as the biggest obstacle for the businesses this current environment of the COVID? What's the challenging one it is, and how we help them?
The biggest obstacle for anybody is yourself.
can you expand on this?
If you want to know what's stopping you, it's in my case, I'll say me, myself, and I. I'm always the problem. I'm always the challenge. You know, this is why our internal world is kind of ground zero for, in this case, leadership. Right? Like it's 95% of the problem is our inner world. It's only 5% of that's the outer world. So we need to really know how to manage ourselves, because we're the people that slow ourselves down, make ourselves take a step back or a longer route, or we're the ones that will just give up altogether. And as you mentioned before, you know, in a fast-paced, extremely fast-moving world, we don't have the privilege of slowing down. So we need to manage ourselves. We need to go internally and fix all those sticking points that slow down our progression, which are the things like fears and our overwhelm, and all those internal obstacles that stop you from moving forward. It's never an external obstacle that stops anybody. It's always internal.
Look, can I just come back? You know, just curious. You know, it doesn't have the whatsoever correlation with what we're talking right now. I just want to warn our listeners. But the man like yourself, you know, obviously, you know, you saw all these problems and, you know, all these adventures you passed, and you guys won prestigious awards. But how did you feel to disembowelment of the Japanese monks? Can you guide us this? Because reason why I'm asking this for you, somebody who can witness such an event is a mentally very strong person. Or maybe I'm wrong, Richard. Can you just guide us to this one? Because you witnessed something what 99.9% of humanity will never witness. So, and how this influences for you as being the mentor and the lecturer to others?
Profound experience, right? They're also very profound people. You know, that experience for me was all about really finding out, really trying to answer the question why, which we started this conversation with today.
Yes.
And what I realized was that it's almost impossible to answer, right?
Yeah.
And the monks are very interesting people. They basically go on a 1,000-day running pilgrimage around a mountain and run back-to-back marathons throughout the years, in the snow with the snakes, with all sorts of weather patterns and
challenges. And if they have to stop that journey for any reason, be it within their control or outside of that control, or if a stick goes through your foot, or you get sick, or you break your leg, I mean, it doesn't matter what it is that stops them. They have to take their own life, which is by hanging themselves, or as we talk about here, disemboweling themselves. And what's crazy about that is that any monk on that journey doesn't believe that they're ever going to have to do either of those things. They're literally all in. So much commitment, so much belief in themselves and their ability. Even though that trail around the mountain is littered with thousands of grave sites from monks that have not made it before them. But I kind of related quite well to that project because I've been in situations myself through some of my other projects where I kind of get where they're coming from. I've been so focused and so committed to a goal that, you know, you don't think anything bad's going to happen. In fact, you'll even go and push yourself into situations and through difficult and painful challenges that otherwise you would probably walk away from. And it's because I have this need, and just like the monks do, they have this need to move forward and achieve whatever it is they want to achieve. But that goal is all about them. And in this case, for the monks, it's about being having self-enlightenment, which is just profound in itself, right?
Richard, you are.
They really, really value. So, you know, to experience potential death, you really need to be all in, or you just need to get all out, essentially. And the only way you're going to do that is by having something that you value the most, which we spoke about previously, which is you. Like, you need a goal that's centered around you because you care about yourself the most. And that will make you do some incredible things and help you move through some extraordinary situations. The beautiful thing about when you really have a strong agenda like that, and I don't like to use the word purpose necessarily. I think it gets pulled out of context. I don't really like to use the word why, but when you have that need to do something, it's almost that it gives you the ability to be a superhero. Yeah. You put your blinkers on and you will almost not feel the pain as you're moving through the difficulties of whatever challenges are thrown at you. And I really got that from these guys. You know, they really are fully committed and they don't see anything as a challenge. They will succeed, or in this case, literally die trying.
Richard, you're truly amazing human, and you know, I'm looking forward one day to meet you in person. We'll take a short break. You're listening to Lion 90.5 Business Insights with Mario with us on a phone. It's Richard, and you know, please come on Facebook page Business Insights, or you come on a LinkedIn Business Insights. You can see the impressive bio of the Richard and his company. We'll take a short break, but we'll of course articulate a little bit later how to contact Richard and what his business does. You're listening to Lion 90.5.
Heels to Hawkesbury Community News is a fortnightly free local publication packed with stories about local people, news, puzzles and a whole lot more, including history, a guide to community groups, tradesmen and a variety of local advertisers. Supporting the community for 35 years and as a proud sponsor of Alive 90.5, we believe it's important to keep our community connected. Enjoy your coffee with station sponsor Heels to Hawkesbury Community News. Pick up a copy at your local shopping centre, visit heelstohawkesbury.com.au or follow them on Facebook.
We are the Insight Intelligence Group, specialising in Australian corporate investigations and information risk management, workplace investigations, competitor analysis, social media intelligence, reputational risk management, internal or external investigations. Professional and proactive, Insight Intelligence Group works with you to ensure the success of the investigation. Australia-wide or global, facts, not opinion. 02-882-9837. insightintelligence.com.au.
Sponsor.
Love
Loving can hurt. Loving can hurt sometimes. But it's the only thing that I know. When it gets hard, you know it can get hard sometimes. It is the only thing that makes us feel alive. We keep this love in a photograph. We made these memories for ourselves, where our eyes are never closing, hearts are never broken, and time's forever frozen still. So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes meet. You won't ever be alone. Wait for me to come home. Loving can heal. Loving can mend your soul, and it's the only thing that I know, I swear it will get easier. Remember that with every piece of you. And it's the only thing we take with us when we die. Love in a photograph. We made these memories for ourselves, where our eyes are never closing, hearts were never broken, time's forever frozen still. So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes meet. You won't. Back on 6th Street, hearing you whisper through the phone, wait for me to come home.
Alive 90.5.
And welcome back to the studio. My name is Mario Vekas, Business Insights with Mario Online 90.5, the best business radio talk show you ever imagine, of course. And that doesn't make my voice just sounds better, but at this show, it's about all guests and you, the listeners. I'd like to say thank you to all listeners and sponsors of Live 90.5. And it's a true privilege and a true honor to have somebody guest as a Richard Bowles. Richard is a truly unique person, and his full bio, it is on our Facebook page, Business Insights. And of course, I'm inviting you today after 7 p.m. to come on our website, live905.com.au. Where it's going to be the podcast with Richard, and you can talk to him as much as you want. Reason why I'm saying this, because he tried all, and his body, his mind, and he was being present in situations we can all dream about. So, Richard, I like to, because we had another few minutes of our show, it's almost 1 o'clock. Richard, I like to ask you, so you helping the other businesses, and you established a company called Adventure Alchemy, Alchemy Adventure. I'm not sure what it is exactly.
It's Adventure Alchemy. Oh, yeah. So how that came together is that the word adventure is about undertaking a daring or risky experience, which I believe is business.
Oh, okay.
And alchemy is a magical transformative process. So that's basically what we do. We help people lean into uncertainty and change and challenge, and we help them transform so they can do that.
Look,
that's really where the business name comes into it.
Our guest in studio, Jodie Bond, she's very impressed with you, and she's really googling, you know, hardly last 45 minutes during conversation with you. But Richard, if somebody comes to you and say it's not possible, what is your answer? Do you say to, you know, okay, sit here.
You asked this last time when we spoke, and I remember I blamed you.
Yes, correct. I need to quiz you because I ask you for the friend day, and I'm asking for the friend.
No, that's just the answer that I give people. I just don't give them anything. I'm not the sort of person you come to and ask that kind of a question.
Yes.
Because if you say you can't do it, then you're right, you can't. You know, no one should ever believe that they can't do anything.
Yes.
You know, you need somewhat of a belief within yourself. I'm not a charity case, you know what I mean? Like I want to work with people who are excited and want to be willing to lean into the challenges of the modern world. And I'm fortunate enough to work with some very large organizations here in Australia that have people that want to do that. They have leaders that want to progress and really push themselves into the uncomfortableness of the era that we live in. So just don't come to me with your problems as such. You need to come to me if you want some solutions.
Yes. That's very correct. So, Richard, we have the few more minutes before we conclude our 1 hour interview because we have the news 1 o'clock. So, Richard, what would you like? Can you share any of your stories with our listeners, which is going to be most captivating and most exciting in next few minutes? Would you please share with us? I know it's a volcano. I know it's a crocodiles. This with Japanese monks, I'm pretty sure I'll not be able to do it. But, you know, any of your stories, you know, like, we know a story about shotgun, but can you share with us something, some new stories, and how did you overcome that fear?
Yeah, look,
there's so many of them. Yeah, I know, but this is the beauty of me quizzing you. You know what I mean?
Situations and scenarios, and some that I've sort of put myself into, like a volcano eruption, and others that have just, you know, sprung up on me, and I didn't get a choice as such. But as we were talking about the monks before, let's stick on this theme of why. And I ran across Israel.
Yes.
And predominantly it's a desert, so it's hot, it's dry, it's arid. Shade is next to zero. And I basically ran just over 1,000 kilometers in 14 days. So the mathematicians out there, it's about 85K a day, or 2 marathons back to back each day.
Yes.
And at the time, there was a bit of conflict going on, and I did find myself in kind of the middle of a bit of a war zone. So some missiles flying overhead that weren't predicted. And that was kind of a terrifying moment. But for some bizarre reason, I felt compelled to just carry on along this trail. And the next thing I know, I'm being followed by hyenas. You know, and then I found myself having a severe foot infection.
Yeah.
That slowed me down and made me limp, and my leg was, you know, doubling in size basically each day. I suffered with severe dehydration throughout trip too, and ended up actually weeing out blood and almost going blind in the process. And I remember being so dehydrated, I was just looking for anything to drink, and that's difficult in the middle of a desert. But I did find a bit of dirty, murky water being pumped out of the ground, and it smelt as bad as it looked, and it tasted as bad as it smelt and looked. And but when you're dehydrated like that, you'll clearly drink anything, you know, your own wee, murky, dirty
water. Oh my God, Richard.
You didn't go as far as drinking Forex gold, right?
Yes.
Like it goes extreme. So I had all these things that happened that was so like intense and extreme, but for some reason I felt compelled to keep moving forward. And halfway through that trip, I ended up collapsing because my foot infection had got pretty serious. And I was rushed to an emergency department in Jerusalem.
Oh my God, Richard.
The doctor sitting me down as he's about to jab me with this giant syringe. He said to me, "Why have you done this to yourself? Like, why has it got to this point?" And that's a question I couldn't answer for a long time. I thought, that's a good question. Why? Why would anybody drive themselves into the ground like that? You know, really sort of dicing with death to some degree. And it wasn't too many years later and a whole bunch of research and sitting down with a whole bunch of psychological experts to really explore that question, which we spoke about at the very start of this interview today, was the fact that, well, you just can't answer the question why. Sometimes it's just because. But what I do know is that I needed to finish that trail. I had something within me that I really just wanted to do. And I think you need that. You need that, not just the want to do something, but that need to do something. Almost like a junkie going out and searching for whatever hit they need to have. They'll go to any extremes to make sure they get that. And I think intuitively, we probably all know what it is, what path we should be on. But intuition is kind of a funny thing, isn't it? You know,
yes.
It tells you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. And sometimes what you need to hear is not a comfortable path. And I think you need to have a love-hate relationship with whatever it is that you're chasing. You don't have to love it all of the time, but you still need to do it. And sometimes I do things and I hate what I'm doing, but I have to do it. And I think you know you're on the right path when you can't articulate the reason why.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it's an interesting question when people say, "Oh, here's my why." I think that's not the real why, because when you know what it is, you just feel it. You can't actually explain it. And as I said at the start of this conversation today, that is a profound thing. That question why, and why does anybody do anything right? But what I do know is that when you're on the right path. And it's the thing that you need to do rather than want to do or would like to do or have to do. You have a love-hate relationship with it, and you will do things that you never thought were even possible, even by yourself. In this case, for me, driving myself to close to death.
And Richard,
having severe dehydration and a foot infection, running through the middle of a war zone. I mean, it's pretty intense stuff. And something is so profound that you almost can't explain. And I do have my reasons why, but I'd have to do a whole morning workshop with you. So I just told you the answer. It wouldn't make any sense to you.
Yeah, absolutely. But
you need to go through a process to understand it for yourself. But like I said again at the start of this, you know, the only way I can say that you've had that feeling before is if you think about a loved one. And you know, you can't sum up in one statement why you love that person, because the fact is, you just do.
Yeah.
And that's kind of to the point where you need to get at. And then when you get to that point, really, if you don't achieve that goal, like I didn't quite do the time that I wanted, you know, if you don't, and it doesn't matter how big the goal is either. It could be small, large, it doesn't really matter. But if you don't get that goal for any reason, and that doesn't upset you, ruffle your feathers, bring you to tears,
yes,
you're never going to achieve it, right?
I agree with you.
That much. So it needs to be something that you will go to the ends of the earth for, regardless of what happens to you and potentially the people around you to some degree.
Richard, I truly appreciate. Look, we have the 2 minutes before we go on the news. We need to run some commercials and then news. It's almost 60 minutes conversation with you, and I've never been more quiet, you know, in any interview, because I just enjoy talking to you, Richard. But so before we end our interview, do you mind to share with our listeners, how do you help quickly, you know, like in a nutshell, how they can contact you, where they can find you, and what they can expect with you?
Sure. Like, if you have if you're a leader predominantly, or even a small business owner to some degree, or a large organization, look, and you have a whole bunch of uncertainty and some challenges and some difficulties with people or things within your organization, I am your man. I really know how to overcome some pretty extreme
situations, and some people don't think that what I do really is anything like what they might do in business, which is true on the surface, but it's the research that me and my team do. You know, we sit down with a whole bunch of psychological experts and really dig into the hows, the whys, the action steps, the strategies that I've used, and not just me, other people that I've spent time with on these adventures.
Yes.
It's real deep in insight, and that's really where we help. And you can easily find me. You can either just type my name into Google, which is Richard Bowles, V-O-W-L-E-S, much like Camilla Parker Bowles, but we're not related. And there's some challenges there right now.
Yes.
Or adventure-alchemy.com, and you'll find us there. And be happy for anyone to ask me any questions. Reach out. I'd love to help.
Richard, thank you very much for being the last 60 minutes our guest. We're looking forward to hearing from you. I inviting all listeners, please come on our Facebook page, Business Insights, tonight after 7 p.m. There's going to be an interview with Richard. You will be certainly be impressed. And this is the person you want to call if you want to build resilience and enhance your skills in leadership. Richard, thank you very much, and good luck to you and your company, and we'll be in touch. Thank you for being our guest.
Thanks, Mario. Good to speak to you again.
Thank you.
You are listening to Alive 90.5.
If you'd like to know more about us, jump onto our website.
www.alive905.com.au.
Welcome back to the studio. My name is Mario Beckers. You're listening Business Insights with Mario. And our second guest, she's very keen. She's very impatient to join us on live. Jody, welcome.
Hi, Mario. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, mate. Look, we're going to have the news in 1 minute. But, you know, I truly believe you enjoyed the conversation with our previous guest, you know, the interview with Richard.
Absolutely, Richard. I can't wait to learn more about your journeys and your experiences and see how we can help inspire and empower others.
Absolutely. Looking forward. So before we take on a break, Jody, do you mind just to share with our listeners, just briefly, Jody Bond? Is the mistaken there with the Bond cousin, you know, 007, or it's a something?
No relation to James Bond, Alan Bond, or any of the other famous Bonds. I'm the next up-and-coming Bond all on my own.
Well, that's a good one. To all listeners, you're listening live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. We're going to take a short break in 30 seconds. And now, second guest, I think she's going to put a fire on all cylinders. you can check on her on the Facebook page as well, Jody Bond. You can find her on Instagram as well, on her social media. And before that, we're going to take it short break interview with Jody follows after the news. You're listening live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario, and we'll now hear the news, weather, traffic, and then dig in into the our second guest journey, life journey and obstacles. You're going to be impressed there.
Today's bulletin brought to